The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Capitol Hill insiders have told Eric Flack that we should find out today whether or not the RFK bill is going to pass, which would clear the way for the teams to return to the district. The spending bill that it needs to be added to is apparently finalized, which means we'll just find out if it's getting attached or not, maybe as soon as today. So we should try to track him down and see what's going on there. This could be a pretty big day.
Yes. You'll find out one way or the other. I mean, all we want is information. If it's bad, we'll grouse and complain about it. It'll be annoying, but at least we know.
Bad, to me, it's the not way, knowing. Means that it wouldn't be added, which means not that D.C. getting the land back is dead, but that you have to wait until next calendar year, several more months to push it back, and probably another football season at FedEx Field, Northwest Stadium.
At minimum. I mean, it's like playing a board game where it's like you roll the dice, you move forward three steps. You're like, okay, here we are. We're three steps later, and then you're there for a while, and then it's your turn again, and someone goes up and goes, you know what, by the way, you got to go back 17 steps. That's what it would be like. That doesn't mean it's over. I mean, maybe it could. Maybe the team just finally says, you know what, we're sick and tired. Not the team, but the Harris ownership group. We are tired of navigating these waters that seem to have endless twists and turns. There's something that we can do right now. Maybe we just do that. So this is a pretty big day.
You know how I feel. It's getting too complicated. It's always been arduous, and there are more hurdles than we wanted to acknowledge, and it seems like it's mission impossible. It's just a shell game. It's like every single time you solve one dilemma, something else happens.
It's a Hydra,
and it just never ends. I compare this to a video game where you get past the bad guy at the end of the level, and then there's another bad guy waiting for you. And it just, in perpetuity, it feels like. The report yesterday from the Post that Muriel Bowser had come out saying Maryland is holding up the RFK Stadium deal. The key bridge is involved. There's a multi-party negotiation ongoing. It's always something.
It's always something.
It was, I don't even remember, Steve Daines in Montana. And then it was the Maryland Senators, and then it was Jets, and now it's the key bridge. And at what point do you just kind of go, this is too big of a pain in my tuchus? I would just like a football stadium. Everyone else gets football stadiums. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing the news constantly.
Yep.
Let's just path of least resistance, pick some land, build something amazing. It might not be in the neighborhood that you want. It might not be the dream location. Make it the dream location. Make that area awesome. Do what they wouldn't do at FedEx 1.0 and build up the town center around it. That, you know, that's where I've been. If they can't get this thing done by the end of this calendar year, and it sounds like today could be a telling.
Yeah, I'd be fascinated to know what the Hog ownership group is thinking, right, in terms of this. Because, you know, when you're talking about billions of dollars over, you know, decades, we're out of patience. You and me are so irritated, so annoyed by all this.
Fairness,
I think fans are too.
We're in year 10 of this too.
Right.
They are in year one and a half.
Yeah.
So like Aaron Rodgers was asked in a press conference. I don't know if you saw this clip. It was pretty funny. But Aaron Rodgers was asked the question about the Jets missing the playoffs. I think it's like 16 straight years or something since they made it to the AFC title game with Mark Sanchez in his sophomore year with Rex Ryan. They are the only team in the NFL, and frankly, the only team in all of sports. Think about the four major sports.
Yeah.
They have the longest playoff drought. Not a playoff win, just getting to the playoffs in all of sports. And so he's at the podium after their loss this weekend to the Dolphins in overtime, and someone said, what do you have to say about, you know, whatever that it is, 15 straight years of not making the playoffs? And Rodgers said, well, I'm a part of one of those years, which actually you're a part of two. But
two.
I get his point that he was hurt and couldn't really help last year, but he's like, I can answer to one of those years. I think that's how the Hogs probably feel, where respectfully, Grant and Danny, or in this case me who's complaining, I know you've been at this for 10 years and Bruce made a lot of promises that he never actually finished, and Jason Wright was pushing the ball down the field and didn't get into the end zone. And every step of the way, this thing, we heard all the great things that were happening, and there's never been a ribbon cutting. There's never been so much as knowing where the stadium's going to be. Their point is, not my fault. Not my cross to bear.
We just started fighting here. So you know, who knows where they are in terms of patience? Who knows where they are in terms of the sight line to, hey, even if it doesn't work today, we got another 7 months, and that's fine. It's worth it to us to wait. It could also not be. I mean, I have no idea, honestly, on this front. So, yeah, but today's big. So the path of least resistance, if there is such a thing in this never-ending tug of war between local municipalities, federal government, and everything else, it's unique to D.C. that nobody else has to deal with. The local and state government gets involved when, like, Kansas City wants a stadium, or you know, Buffalo wants a new stadium, or, you know, L.A. or whatever. This is different. This is, again, federal land. It's got to be given to the D.C. City Council, and then half the council doesn't want it. All the residents around there don't want it. So there's endless hurdles here. They might go, we're actually pretty confident. Now, every time you're confident, Steve Daines pops up and is like, not so fast, my friend, Lee Corso style. Make sure you talk to these people that live a few thousand miles away, and then I'll be satisfied. Who knows? Now it's like, does Josh Harris have to contribute to the bridge repair? I mean, I have no idea, honestly, at this point. But it is exhausting to follow when all of us, not all of us, so many of us are rooting for one outcome. And this is not a sports part. This is not a, did you sign this guy in free agency? Did you hire this coach? Did you trade this player? Who are you drafting? The normal if and then, right? The normal, I want to make the team better, so here's how I do it. This is the business side meets politics side, meets like more politics side, meets local politics, which meets national politics. And you're subject to all these, the whims of so many people that aren't invested the way you are. It's so annoying.
The RFK site is the best option and should be the preference, because having teams in the city is, in an ideal situation, just the way to go. I mean, it's better than not having them in the city. And this goes back to when we were talking about, even when I was jacked up about the Caps and the Wiz going to Virginia. Like, in a perfect world, yeah, the teams would always be in D.C., metro accessible, fairly equidistant for those in Virginia and Maryland, and kind of centered up. Like, that is ideal. Also, having experienced game days for the D.C. Defenders, who are just at Audi, which is right down here near the Navy Yard. I mean, there are bars you can go to, and you can walk to the game, and there is something awesome about that urban game day experience that so many of us at Nats Park locally, or even going to other games in other cities, Philly or something, like, we've experienced.
Yeah.
It is very, very cool. I say that then, and I put a period on that sentence to say that one argument that does not hold up for me, and again, I think I'm in the minority on this, is...
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything that has to do with how amazing the old RFK was. I do think there's some chasing ghosts on that front.
I firmly believe that.
Where it's like, your memories with your dad, and by the way, I went to one game at RFK ever with my father, and it's a great memory, and I'll have it until the end of time. But, you know, grandpa went there and dad went there, and that place shook, and this game was there. That should not enter the chat for me. It's not really relevant. Like, those days, as amazing as they were, should kind of be wrapped up and put under the tree and left alone. Mm-hmm. They're gone.
Yep.
This is not going to be that. The stands won't shake.
Because that's not up to code.
Right. I mean, and if they do, it'll be the new version of them shaking, which isn't as cool.
Uh-huh.
And Daryl Green and Monty Coleman and Dexter Manley and Joe Theismann ain't walking through that door.
Yeah, we're not doing another seat cushion game. It's not coming back.
But that does not mean that RFK isn't the right location. It's just, like, there's two groups of, I would say there's two types of arguments. There is, you got to be in D.C. because D.C. is the way to go, because why wouldn't you? And you talk about Metro and all these things. obvious and correct. And then there's people going, dude, that's where the three Super Bowl teams were. That stadium was the best. It rocked. It went up and down. Watch the videos, man. To me, that's just irrelevant, sadly.
Agreed. Yeah, and you know, I'm not belittling anybody's memories. Again, I couldn't go to many games. I only went to a couple, despite being a lifelong and you know, devout Redskins fan. You couldn't get tickets. We didn't know the right people. We only got a couple where like somebody got sick or somebody couldn't use one because they were out of town for like a wedding, and then that was it. Over you know, decades of fandom. But yeah, my memories are incredible. And but to your point, that's not coming back. Football has changed. You know, this is before modern free agency, really. Like the way that was can never be. Now, the logistics can be in a similar way. They can be improved upon in terms of getting to the game, what's going on around the field and the stadium and the vibrancy of that neighborhood, et cetera. There's a lot of things that can be awesome, that can be 2.0 versions, that can be dramatically improved. To me, it's the location that makes the most sense, most practical.
Absolutely.
And it's easiest both for residents in the district, in Maryland, Virginia, people who want to come in. Everyone's got to sacrifice a little bit. Local residents or people in D.C., you're going to sacrifice some just because it's now there's a stadium in your neighborhood that you may not want 300 some odd days a year. Maryland residents have to commute, so do Virginia residents. We're all kind of given a little bit of something. Everyone comes to the table, they leave with a little bit more than they got, but they also had to give something up. If it's a one municipality or the other, in Maryland or Virginia, then you know the sacrifices are more for those other sides. But to me, it's like, it's either, right now, it seems like it's either there or it's where they are now. And that's scary to me. You know? Like,
yeah, I don't think there's another option right now. I mean, yeah. Virginia
took itself right out of the running.
It could be revitalized in terms of its chances and interest, but it doesn't really seem like Virginia's interested. I mean, they're not, you know, Wes Moore is at the park more than Frankie Louvu.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, every time you go to a training camp practice, like, he's out there and he's at games. Like, he's on the sideline more than Jeff Driscoll.
It's like looking over Cliff's shoulder for a play call on the sheet, you know?
Exactly. He wants this thing. He's made that pretty clear. DC wants this thing. They have desperately tried to attach themselves to the Commanders, really, since the moment of the Harris ownership group taking over.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, you know, when Daryl Green's having his big week and he's being honored and he's coming on the radio station, you know, they're reaching out to be involved in that. Like, mm-hmm. they want to be known as kind of in a relationship bunned up with football in D.C., which was not the case
right
prior to several months ago. Now, I still don't know, and this brushes up against politics, I guess, in some way, so sorry, everybody, but weren't we told for years that D.C. didn't have the money for the Wizards and the Capitals, which they found, and that they didn't have the money for the Commanders as well? How would they do all of it? That is something no one's answered for me yet. Like, we went from, and my point is always, that's stupid to talk. It's like the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting your breath to tell me you can't acquire this player because of the salary cap, because you can always find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that way with money, too, like when it comes to cities and politics and whatever. But that was the big thing was, well, you can't have both the Wizards and the Capitals and the Commanders. So we would take calls based on these experts telling us this. Would you rather have the basketball and hockey team still there every day for their seasons, or would you have the football team?
Totally.
And now they've given Ted Leonsis the money to revitalize the arena, which I think is the better decision because it just helps you more than a football stadium will economically. But also they're going to help with a football stadium maybe. But I still haven't heard how that's going to work after we were told it wouldn't work.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, again, no one seems to be talking about that part of it. It's now the I-line is focused on
getting the land.
Different community or different committees on Capitol Hill, different congressmen, then the different senators, the different, you know, the makeups there. Then did you make Steve Daines happy? Now have you made sure Jamie Raskin and some of the other, O'Connell, I forget the guy's name. It's not important. Whatever. The Maryland congressman and the Maryland senators happy. Have you made Wes Moore happy? Are they satisfied that if you leave current Nubs Field, are you going to build something nice for them and then sell it? Who knows what everybody has to you know, what hoops people have to jump through. But that was a pretty big thing, to your point, that to build something, it's going to cost you a lot. Like, a lot. Billions is how much this thing costs. And I'm sure the Harris Ownership Group is going to come up with some of that. I'm sure there'll be a construction loan somewhere. But I don't know if it's a bond. I don't know if it's money borrowed, because at one point it was, we can't borrow anymore. And then it's like, you know what it turns out? This is so funny. We can borrow more. We can do it. Here's money for Ted Leonsis. and the stadium right down there, Cap One. And who knows where the money's coming from for the Nats maintenance thing? That stadium's in dire need of some polish and a couple screws tightened here, there, and everywhere. So that's coming up too. I mean, I never know these sorts of things. I basically, what I've learned, and this is probably not a great thing to throw out there, but I don't believe anybody. Yeah. Like at this point, where it's like, if you tell me something definitive, I don't mean like a reporter, but I mean like from a politician's mind, when they're up there stumping and telling you, we can't do this, and then weeks later they can, and not only they can, but they do, and it's the opposite of what they said. It's sort of like, I don't know, man, just let me know if I have to move anything, if I have to sign anything. If you need me to like move my car, I'll do it.
We're going to try to get Eric Flack on to answer some of our questions. But again, it was his report today that his sources were telling him that we could find out by the end of close of business today whether or not the RFK land is going to be attached to the bill that it needs to be. And if it's not, and we find that out that that's the case today, then it could be big, big trouble for trying to get that done before the end of this, I almost said league year. Sports on the brain.
Oh, yeah.
But the end of this congressional
year.
Yeah. I suppose.